Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host, and this morning's conversation is with Kathleen Turco, Chief Financial Officer of the General Services Administration. Also joining us this morning in our conversation is Steve Watson. Kathleen, can you briefly describe to us the six strategic goals of GSA?
Yes, thank you, Al. In 2001, when Administrator Steve Perry came into GSA, he set out a new mission, refinement of the mission statement in terms of better serving the public by offering a best value, superior workplaces, expert solutions, acquisition services, and management policies. Part of that, he defined with the senior team six goals. First being provide best value to customer agencies and taxpayers. Second, achieve responsible asset management. Third, operate efficiently and effectively. Number four, ensure financial accountability, my favorite. Maintain a world-class workforce and a world-class workplace, number five. And then to carry out social, environmental, and other responsibilities as a federal agency. Of those, the best value addresses our desire in terms of being a an agency that delivers acquisition excellence in terms of offering at lowest cost service and technology offerings to other federal agencies. In doing that, it's also a matter of delivering on the service and working with our industry vendors as well as the client agency to ensure best value through the contracting practices. Asset management, obviously, because of our management in the public building service, that is our responsibility for the real property management that's carried out daily by GSA.
With respect to the Office of the Chief Financial Officer, what are some of the short-term goals for the programs within your office?
We've actually set out one, what we call a long-term goal under GPRA, to deliver timely and accurate financial and performance management policies and services needed for management decision-making and financial reporting. And we annually then update our goals in order to ensure that we continue to deliver on those. This year, we are working on providing strategic business and financial advice to advance management decision-making and the reporting vis-a-vis the performance management process. We put that in place about 2 years ago. That continues to evolve. This is a broad framework process in which we set out to conduct strategic assessments of our environment in terms of external and internally, the external environment in terms of what our customers are requiring of us, internally in terms of our staffing requirements. And then we work on strategy and action plans. And my office works hand in glove with the other business executives as well as the controller offices within the three services to ensure that we set out strategy and action plans with performance and budget linkages, including our performance metrics and then our annual targets, both at the national office level as well as across the 11 regions.
Kathleen, I think most of our audience has heard about Sarbanes-Oxley requirements in the private sector. Of course, it's now hit in the public sector with the issuance of a revised circular A-123. Can you tell us a little bit about these new requirements and how GSA is meeting them?
GSA has received over the last 17 years a clean financial opinion. So we're very familiar with all of the management control and internal control requirements, both the previous ones that was passed in the Federal Managers Financial Integrity Act from 1982, as well as the current revision to Circular A-123. What's different this year going forward into fiscal year 06 that we are currently planning for is that we are going to have to document and test our internal controls. Previously, it was through an assurance process. Yes, we have controls. Yes, we think they're working. The bar has been raised, and it will require much more documentation and a testing program that we will carry out in conjunction with the Inspector General's office.
Any surprises in meeting these new A-123 requirements?
Not so far. Not so far. We're fairly comfortable with the requirements and how we're going to carry them out. I think that's attributable to having a GSA. I'm very fortunate to have just a wonderful financial management team. They take the business of financial management seriously. I think the process of going through the annual audit and receiving 17 years of clean opinions has put them in good stead to address any new requirements that come our way. So it's been actually a really easy process in terms of planning for the work we need to do.
Sounds like you're in good shape then. This is something you touched on a bit earlier, and I wanted to go back and explore it further. The concept of CFOs moving from a transaction-based focus, sort of a back-office focus, to the new focus on delivering information to decision-makers to help them better run the organization. How's that transformation coming at GSA?
I think the transformation is underway. When I stepped into the job in 2002, we were about to upgrade to a new financial software package. We carried that out in October of 2002. That was not without its challenges, as all transitions are. We still have some work to do. But what it's allowed us to do is to be able to do analysis in a more timely way in terms of our receivables and payables, as well as the budgetary analysis and also the performance metrics. We've also put in a performance management tool. It's called the PMT, in which we put in either monthly, quarterly, or annually our performance measures and our targets, along with we bring in our financial data, and that's reported out monthly. We report out on income and expense statements on a monthly basis. We work with the senior team to go through every month where we stand in terms of revenue expenses, including our operating expenses. What are we seeing in the marketplace in terms of sales? How are we doing with our customers? What are the sales on the schedules? What are we seeing with the fleet? Global supply, information technology, telecommunications. We have both long distance and regional IT. So we follow both our customer activity and the marketplace fairly closely. With the new financial system and the concept of the performance management process being put in place, I think that we have been able to demonstrate, the CFO's office has been able to demonstrate that we can be a strategic partner and a provider of business analysis to our executives, as well as maintaining our requirement for compliance that is the foundation of the financial management office. You cannot not do that. The CFO really needs to drive that home, given this Sarbanes-Oxley and what we've seen in the private sector and some challenges that some federal agencies have had. The issue of compliance and internal controls is fundamental to the operation. We are still a little bit challenged at GSA in terms of moving out of the transaction base, and that's because we've had a challenge with our receivables, billing, and collection module. What we do at GSA is fairly substantial, and we're actually in the process of looking to the private sector for solutions. And we've actually issued an RFI, and we've received responses in, and we're going to review those responses and look to put out an RFP and to partner with the private sector, because we believe that they have more expertise in this area than we do. I think as part of the change, the evolution of the federal CFOs, looking to the commercial sector to see what's going on there, what we can learn from them, where we can partner in terms of delivering on financial operations. It's very costly to run a financial system, and we need to find ways to streamline that.
Along with your other initiatives, I understand GSA has undertaken development of a financial management systems architecture. Can you tell us a little bit about the architecture and how you're using it there at GSA?
Yes. The Chief Information Officer, Michael Carlton, and his team are leading an overall effort for GSA to put in a GSA-wide, one GSA enterprise architecture. As part of that, my team said we would volunteer to go first in terms of truly defining the financial management portion of that architecture. And we have been working basically nonstop since last summer in terms of defining the receivables, the payables, and all the processes that go through a financial system. That, too, will be used as we move forward to make changes in our financial system and streamline some of the processes and procedures that we have to undertake on a daily basis. Currently, we have defined six business drivers for financial management related to GSA's overall strategic goals. We have reviewed these through our controller offices, and we are looking to drill down in particular in the receivables area and to use that to assist us with our solution necessary to address what we need in billings and collections for GSA.
A slight change in topic. Government and industry want assurances that procurements are in line with agency and government buying rules. Tell us a little bit about the Get It Right program and how it creates these assurances.
The General Services Administration initiated the Get It Right program, or campaign, or in fact one might call it a philosophy, about a year and a half ago to prevent abuses in the use of contracting vehicles, as well as contract management at GSA. So what it's about is putting in place a process that ensures we're following the policies and procedures of the FAR, of FASA, and the requirements for contract managers in ensuring that we manage, compete, and carry to fruition on our promises for contract management for other federal agencies.
Earlier, you had mentioned the PMT, and I have a very special interest in performance management. Can you tell us about GSA's performance management tools and how they are used to measure the performance of the programs and goals?
Yes, we have a fairly robust performance management tool named the PMT that's managed out of my office. It allows for us to capture and set the strategy and goals and activities of each of the services and offices. It then allows for us to drill down and to detail out by way of the six GSA goals how we will set out objectives and initiatives for the year and measure those in terms of the goals and targets and metrics for each of the services and staff offices at GSA. We report in quarterly. We meet with the administrator, the deputy administrator, on a quarterly basis to assess our progress in meeting our goals. And then that performance management information is also used to set out as part of our performance assessment program that the chief people officer manages and our overall performance appraisal and award system. The measures are used to drive awards allocation both on an individual level and organizational level. So at GSA, the associates take seriously the performance measurement program and tying it to both your rating and your potential award for the year keeps people focused on the business of GSA.
Certainly sounds like a best practice. Why is there a need for reorganization within GSA? We'll ask GSA CFO Kathleen Turco to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour. Thank you.